Concerned about global warming and the urgent need to act now to protect human lives and the lives of all beings, members of the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association in Thailand and Ao Lạc, Vietnam, organized another climate change conference entitled Solutions for a Beautiful Planet. During the conference, distinguished guests and dignitaries from different parts of the world expressed their support for the meat-free diet as the single most effective solution to stop methane emissions and curb global warming. Held on August 15th at Sukhothai Thammathirat Open University in Nantaburi, Thailand, over 2,500 guests attended the conference. Among the scores of distinguished guests and ambassadors who attended were Dr. Art Ong Junsai Na Ayutthaya, member of the Thai Parliament, former NASA scientist, Mr. Inuu Susuan, senior executive vice president of the Bank of Agriculture and Agriculture Cooperatives, Professor Dawan Wiwatanate, PhD, deputy director, Energy Research Institute, Chulalongkorn University, Sir Valelo Gardner Kwapile, Counselor of the Embassy of the Republic of South Africa, Sir Howell Howard, Regional Environment of the Economic Section of the Embassy of the United States of America, Sir Nikolai N. Pomoshninov, Minister Counselor of Embassy of Russia, and Sir Stepan N. Golovin, Representative of Embassy of Russia, Dr. Win Ta Nguyen, PhD, specializing in energy studies at Paris University in France, Dr. Win Te Min Kyu, PhD, MD, Chairwoman of Food and Nutrition Association, and Dr. No Duc Vong, PhD, environmentalist. Invited as guest of honor, Supreme Master Qinghai graciously attended via live video conference to answer questions from the audience. In light of the scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change and the urgent need for immediate action, Supreme Master Qinghai affirms the important message she has been delivering for over the past 2 decades. We must be organic vegetarian or vegan, meaning an animal-free diet. We now invite you to join us for the rebroadcast of the video conference on climate change with Supreme Master Qinghai entitled Solutions for a Beautiful Planet, held on August 15th, 2009 in Nantaburi, Thailand.
Please welcome our first guest speaker via video, who is Mr. Hong Chi, legislator from Formosa.
青海师父, 各位贵宾, 全球各位观众, 大家好, 我是中华民国的立法委员, 林鸿慈, 今天非常高兴透过视讯会议, 来参加这一场的研讨会, 那今天这场研讨会, 真是深具意义, 因为大家都了解, 那么地球暖化的程度越来越深, 民众受到的灾害也越来越大, 我们今天如果不做, 明天就会后悔。今天如果不做，我们恐怕就没有明天。以个人的认识跟经验，深深觉得，让我们每一个人都能够以举手之劳、很简单的具体动作来参与护地球抗暖化的活动。其实吃素，这是一个最直接而具体的一个作为。那么为什么呢？其实吃素， 它可以减少杀生。那如果制造肉食，其实它就等于制造温室气体，制造二氧化碳。那以全球所有的温室气体里面 20% 啊，它是畜牧业所产生的。那另外，其实吃肉，它就等于是大量消耗这个地球的资源。那么我们都了解， 如果种植蔬菜水果等等，它所消耗的地球能源大概只等于制造肉食的 4% 到 5%， 所以我们如果多吃蔬果的话，减少肉食，这样子的话就可以节约地球的能源。我在中华民国立法院也不断的推动，希望能够吃素食来对抗地球暖化。那像我平常都在推动一周一天素， 希望大家减少吃肉，最起码一个礼拜吃一天的素。那如果可能的话，一天一餐素。那么我们如果一个人一天吃素的话，他最起码可以减少制造二氧化碳，最起码5公斤。如果人人都这样来做的话，他就非常的棒。那当然，为了要让素食者能够更方便、更喜欢吃素，我们最主要的在台湾推动建立一个让素食者安心食用的环境。所以在台湾地区，今年的7月1号已经正式做产品的分类，只要是素食，它有分为纯素、蛋素、奶素、奶蛋素跟植物素。所以吃素的人，他根据他的需求，他可以去买到他想要吃的素食，而不至于买到荤食。那未来我们也希望缔造更多的一个让素食者能够安心食用的一个环境，像除了这样素食的标示很重要以外，在台湾地区目前也希望能够尽量来推动素食的认证或者优良食品的标章，让更多人愿意吃素而且大量来推广素食。所以在我们台湾很多政府的官员平常能够吃素都尽量吃素，而且他们也不断在推动，希望大家都能够多素食少吃肉，一方面对抗地球暖化，一方面也让大家拥有一个健康的身体。希望未来我们大家共同来努力推动素食抗暖化，让我们的地球未来能够更清新，让我们全人类都能够生活得更美满。祝今天整体的视讯会议能够圆满顺利成功，谢谢。
Please welcome our next guest speaker via video, who is Dr. Nick Wilson, public health physician at the University of Otago, Wellington, New Zealand.
Greetings to all at the Solutions for this Beautiful Planet conference in Thailand. My name is Dr. Nick Wilson. I'm a public health physician and I work at the University of Otago in Wellington, New Zealand. One of my areas of research interest is on the effects of climate change and how we can achieve win-win solutions with addressing climate change and also benefiting public health at the same time. I've looked at the evidence around climate change and greenhouse gases and dietary patterns, and the evidence is very convincing that typical Western dietary patterns are an important cause of greenhouse gases. Therefore, part of the solution is for people to shift to vegetarian diets, and this will reduce the level of methane and also CO2 that's emitted, and these are important causes of climate change. Another advantage is that the environmental damage from current animal agribusiness will also be reduced if people switch to vegetarian diets. And vegetarian diets also have important health benefits in terms of preventing heart disease and various types of cancers.
Thank you, Doctor. Please welcome our next guest speaker, who is Katrina Bix from the New Zealand is Vegetarian Association.
Master Ching Hai and attendees of the Solutions for a Beautiful Planet conference, hello and thank you for the opportunity to talk to you. My name is Katrina Bix and I am speaking on behalf of the New Zealand Vegetarian Society as the Auckland media representative. In New Zealand, animal farming is a large part of our economy and heavy meat and dairy consumption is entrenched in our culture. The New Zealand Vegetarian Society recognises that the continuation of these things is becoming increasingly destructive to our planet. One of our roles as a vegetarian society is to educate people about the contribution each individual can make to counteract this by taking up a vegetarian or vegan lifestyle. We also participate in network with animal welfare and environmental groups. United, we can help greater numbers of people move away from the reliance on animal products and encourage better health and economic growth in more sustainable ways. Vegetarianism and veganism are major steps that can be taken to keep our planet beautiful and alive. Thank you.
Isn't it exciting to hear what people around the world are doing? Isn't that wonderful? Wow. Please welcome our next guest speaker via video, who is Professor I.R. Prasato Satwiko, MBSC, PhD from Indonesia.
Hi, my name is Prasato Satwiko. I'm professor in architecture and building sciences. Currently, I work for the Atmajaya Yogyakarta University. At this beautiful moment, I would like to say congratulations for the International SOS Global Warming Seminar. This seminar, I think, has a very, very important topic, which is there is a solution for a beautiful planet. I would like to explain a bit more about why I'm interested in this seminar's topic. In my opinion, everyone can do their own roles to save this planet. We will destroy our planet through our eating habit. Many reports show that meat industry have put a lot of distress to this environment. So, back to my background. As a building scientist, I'm trying to design building with very low or minimum energy. One of it is to cross out the use of mechanical ventilation. There I have to rely on our nature, our environment. But what can I do? If the environment becoming worse and worse, hotter and hotter, yeah. There is no solution except I have to use mechanical ventilation, which is very, very energy consuming. Now, who put the heat to the environment? Greenhouse gas effect. Who is the biggest contributors for the greenhouse gas? The meat industries. Meat eating habits mean poverty and violence. So we have to stop altogether if we want to save our planet and to keep our planet blue and beautiful. I hope this kind of beautiful and important seminar can be held sometimes in Indonesia, because I believe that more and more Indonesians will be interested in this kind of topics and they can start playing their part. Thank you.
Thank you, Professor. Please welcome our next guest speaker via video, Park Kwang Jun, Administrator of Gangwon Meteorological Administration in Korea this time.
Good afternoon, distinguished participants and ladies and gentlemen. I would first like to congratulate you on the successful opening of the Solution for Beautiful Planet Conference. As you know well, global warming has become a great concern due to its impact, such as increase of meteorological disasters and the destruction of ecosystem. From this standpoint, I think it's timely for the Supreme West Qinghai International Association to organize this important conference in Thailand. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to take this opportunity to inform you that Korean government put together a national strategy for addressing global warming issue, namely low carbon green growth, and then is trying to achieve not only new growth green, new growth engines, but also sustainable development. Under the national strategy, Korea Meteorological Administration, KMAI work, has enhanced the role of monitoring, analysis, and the prediction of climate change, particularly focused on research on adaptation of climate change. And KML has actively participated in the relevant international cooperation activities. In this regard, let me also inform you that KME will host 32nd session of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change in Busan, Korea in 2010. In closing, I sincerely hope that you will have every success in your deliberations and that you will have rewarding and enjoyable time. Thank you very much.
Bravo to all of these countries who are doing such great things. On January the 15th, 2007, I believe it was, Dr. Rajendra Pachauri, who is the chief of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change for the UN, came out publicly and told all of us that there are three things that we can do to halt global warming. Number one, don't eat meat. Number two, ride a bike. And number three, become a frugal shopper. In other words, consume less. Yeah. So our next guest speaker via video is Dr. Stephen Schneider, professor of the Interdisciplinary Environmental Studies at Stanford University. He's a lead author and works with the UN IPCC, or Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, Fourth Assessment. Welcome, Dr. Schneider.
Hello, Bangkok, Thailand. My name is Stephen Schneider. I'm a professor here at Stanford University, where I study the Earth's climate, how it changes, and what it means to us and how we might fix it. I welcome you to the Solutions for a Beautiful Planet Climate Change Conference and thank the organizers, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association, for putting together the conference and also for the work that they do to make people aware of the significance of this issue. Scientists are very reluctant to want to talk about very complicated issues until they have a whole lot of confidence that what they know is very solid. Let's start with the Earth's temperature. It's now something like about 3/4 of a degree Celsius warmer than it was a century and a half ago. And this warming, according to the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, is unequivocal. Unequivocal is not a typical word for scientists, so in this case they really mean it. And it's not just because the thermometers tell you the story. It's because it's consistent with 95% of the mountain glaciers in the world that are melting, including major glaciers that affect the rivers and a lot of other activities in Asia from the Tibetan Plateau. It also occurs because we know the sea levels are rising because as you heat the oceans, they expand. And in the last 20 years at least, we've been melting Greenland at a faster rate than anybody predicted. And all the ice up there as it runs out into the oceans is also raising sea level. And if that continues or accelerates, as many people believe is possible, then we run a real risk of meters of sea level rise. The consequences are very clear. Meters of sea level rise would displace hundreds of millions of people in Asia alone. What else do we know? Well, we know that hurricanes have been more intense in the last 30 years than they were before, and we don't make hurricanes. But when you warm up the oceans, that gives them more power. They're going to get significantly intense in the 21st century if we keep on warming as we've been doing. So this is very, very significant for Asia, because with all the people that live in mega deltas and all those cities within a few meters of sea level, rising sea level and intensifying cyclones, which increases the storm surge and the flooding damage, is not good news when tens of millions of people every few years are moving into cities. They're literally moving into harm's way. So what happens half a world away from Asia in Greenland because of warming that's planetary in cause has a real impact right in Asia, as does the melting of the Tibetan Plateau, which will in the long term affect water supplies and in the short run causes flooding from the rapid melting. So these are very, very direct and important effects. What we're talking about now is if we're lucky and we really work very hard to try to control the pollution that's creating this problem, we'll warm up another 1 to 2 degrees. That's the best we can get. In other words, 2 to 3 times more than we already have. The worst looks like it's somewhere around 4 to 6 degrees over the next century. And that has many, many ecologists, people who work in agriculture, who worry about coastlines, who worry about fires, very, very worried, and arguing strongly that this is a risk that we should not take with our planetary life support system. So this throws us into a big argument about how to do it and what's fair and what's efficient. But most of the talk has been focusing on carbon dioxide itself. But there's also methane, and methane comes from animal agriculture. It comes from landfills. It comes from leaky natural gas installations, coal mines. And methane also needs to be controlled. Well, if a large amount of the methane comes from agriculture that deals with livestock, then it isn't simply a question of industrial producers, it's also a question of lifestyle, what kind of diets we choose. As the developing countries get richer and they start to copycat the rich countries through very large meat consumption, they will inevitably be increasing methane emissions in that process. So there are going to be a lot of changes, and those changes are unpleasant now to the next 2 or 3 degrees, and then they become more than unpleasant, potentially catastrophic if we start warming up more than 3 degrees. And we are on a pathway to warm up more than that. So we really have to act over the long term for our children, grandchildren, and all the rest of the species on this Earth, which I think count too, and are currently quite threatened by the prospect of many degrees of warming, because how can they move like they did from the ice age to the warm period when now they have factories, farms, freeways, and urban settlements to cross? So the IPCC said that there was a possibility of extinction of up to 40% of known species if we warm up more than 3 or 4 degrees C. So please, let's not take that chance.
Thank you, video guest speakers. From our program thus far, it is easy to see that we have a serious problem. Mother Earth is very sick, and she needs us to help her heal. How many of you would like to learn more about the solutions to help us solve this serious problem?
Wonderful.
How many of you would like to fix things so that your children and grandchildren and our children have a healthier planet to wish to live? The following global warming footage will provide you with the information mentioned above. Please enjoy the video presentation entitled Causes and Solutions to Global Warming.
Of evolutionary changes, Earth has been transformed into the beautiful planet it is today. From the morning sunlight sparkling on the jade blue water, to the rosy hue at dusk fading in the distant mountains. The wings of birds soaring majestically, flying home to their cozy nests. A day on Earth, so filled with lingering remembrances. Let us take a moment to still our minds. We become more in tune with the stream of life flowing around us. Can you hear the rhythmic soughing of the wind as it gently plays with the green leaves in the vast forests? Can you see the majesty of the immense mountain ranges? Can you feel the mysterious tranquility of the desert? And witness you not the endless prairies, the numerous species of exotic flowers and vegetation? Yet, the beauty of our planet Earth may become a thing of the past, a distant memory, once the devastation of global warming occurs on a much more catastrophic level. According to former US President Bill Clinton, climate change is the only thing that I believe has the power to fundamentally end the march of civilization as we know it. Ice sheets in the Arctic, Antarctic, and Greenland are melting too rapidly. The resulting rising sea levels are beyond scientists' projections. It is heartbreaking to see the penguins, the polar bears, and seals gradually losing their habitats. What will happen to them now? Will they become extinct and only live on in history books, like the mammoths and dinosaurs of the past? Another alarming situation of similar magnitude that has developed as a result of the rising sea levels is the climate refugees crisis. Islands have been submerged, and more than 200 others are in danger of being submerged into the ocean. As a result, millions of residents on these islands have to flee their home to seek a safe haven elsewhere. Life becomes more and more desolate as the shortage of food, water, and the lack of housing is the heart-wrenching outlook. The accumulated greenhouse effects. The constantly changing climate that is causing instability in weather patterns. Storms with strong intensity, floods, earthquakes, prolonged droughts causes the lives of citizens worldwide to become more miserable. Human life is fragile in the face of such incalculable damages. The cause of global warming is determined by the perpetual production of three main types of gas that create the greenhouse effect. Carbon dioxide, or CO2, methane, CH4, which is 72 times more potent than carbon dioxide averaged over 20 years, and nitrous oxide, or N2O, which is 310 times more potent than carbon dioxide. The major source of these gases is from the livestock industry, as indicated by the United Nations FAO's report, Livestock's Long Shadow. About 36% of the methane dissolved in the atmosphere is primarily produced by the digestive process of ruminant animals, and 64% from their urine, which contributes significantly to the development of acid rain. Livestock farming creates 65% of nitrous oxide related to human activities, the majority of which comes from chemical fertilizers. Aside from the huge amount of greenhouse gases released, the livestock industry has also detrimentally impacted topsoil and water resources in many parts of the world. Currently, the livestock industry uses 30% of the Earth's surface primarily for long-term breeding farms, but it also accounts for another 33% of globally cultivated land used for producing animal feed. Vast tracts of forest have been destroyed to create grazing pastures for farm animals. For example, 70% of the forests in Latin America, such as the Amazon rainforest, have been turned into grazing pastures. Meanwhile, cattle herds trigger large-scale topsoil degradation. Approximately 20% of grazing pastures are degraded through extreme cattle herding, where the topsoil has hardened and eroded. This figure is even higher in dry regions where permanent desertification has occurred. The raising of livestock is numbered among the industries that use a considerable amount of clean water, contributing to the water shortage problem on the planet. 70% of the water resource is used for animal feed production. Other aspects of factory farming also cause water pollution, dead zones, and coral reef degradation. The major sources of pollution are from the runoffs of animal waste, chemical fertilizers, antibiotics and hormones, chemicals from tanneries, and pesticides used for feed crops. Surely, we all dream of a better future for our planet. But what should we do to make that dream a reality? That is the responsibility of each and every one of us as we are confronted with the ever-increasing threat of global warming. Be veg, plant trees, and go green. These are the three main solutions to saving the planet. It is now critical for our planet to have a viable solution for a clean, sustainable source, which is provided to us in abundance by Mother Nature. Wind power, wave power, solar energy. Besides that, there are many activities that can save money, resources, energy, and bring much more benefit to the environment, such as public transportation, walking, biking, or carpooling to work, turning off high energy consuming devices when not in use, saving water, changing our lifestyle habits by living more frugally, and recycling. Our carbon footprint will be very light when we adopt these eco-friendly practices. The second effective solution to global warming is to plant trees. Trees have an important role in regulating the atmosphere, preserving water resources, absorbing carbon dioxide, and limiting soil erosion. To help repair and take good care of the Earth's lungs, we should preserve existing trees as well as plant new ones. Finally, the number one most effective solution that can immediately stop 80% of global warming is the plant-based diet. It is a sustainable and most eco-friendly lifestyle advocated by many people all over the world. Being veg considerably cuts down the amount of methane released by livestock and thus reduces the effects of global warming. The water shortage problem can be solved, world hunger may be a thing of the past, and the air we breathe will be purer as the forests are replenished. Being veg is also beneficial to our health. The vegetarian or vegan diet promotes a harmonious coexistence with our animal cohabitants, who are our friends, helpers, and sometimes even saviors in many instances. Let us switch to a more plant-based diet. Even better if it's organic vegan, because it's healthy, it's economic, it's ecological, it's compassionate, it's peaceful, it's noble. Let us envision and together build a bright future and preserve this beautiful planet for our children and their children. Let us treasure and save our only home before it's too late. Be veg, go green, plant trees, and do good deeds.
We've just watched video footage of the global warming situation, which is happening around the world with consequences of catastrophic proportions. We also heard some wonderful solutions, and they're simple solutions.
ผมไม่กินเนื้อสัตว์เนื้ออะไรมานี่15 ปีเนี่ยนะฮะแล้วผมสุขภาพร่างกายแข็งแรงแล้วทานข้าวขึ้นมาในผมทานผลไม้เฉยๆทานผลไม้ปัดท่านจะเห็นว่าถ้าเราไม่ลดภาวะโลกร้อนเนี่ยประเทศต่างๆตอนนี้นี่เกิดภาวะนะฮะฝนฟ้าแปรปรวนเกิดวิกฤตไปเรื่อยๆอย่างเงี้ยถ้าหากว่าเราช่วยกันลดภาวะโลกร้อนเนี่ยประเทศเราก็คงจะไม่ประสบกับหายนะข้างหน้าครับ
Hiện tại tôi đang làm ở một công ty xây dựng ở Hà Nội. Và qua cái cuộc hội thảo này thì tôi thấy hiện tại địa cầu mình đang gặp rất nhiều cái vấn nạn. Và như hiện tượng băng tan, những hiện tượng mà giết hại súc vật để lấy thịt, những cái đó. nó đã làm cho địa cầu ngày một hâm nóng lên rất nhanh, nhân rộng ra mọi người ở nhiều lĩnh vực khác nhau cùng bắt tay lại, cùng chung tay lại để mỗi người góp một ít vào trong cái công cuộc chống lại cái việc hâm nóng toàn cầu này. Hãy thay đổi cái lối sống, thay đổi cái cách quan niệm và chuyển từ ăn thịt qua ăn chay.
Thank you for your warm-hearted presence for today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Please join us again tomorrow for part 3 of Solutions for a Beautiful Planet. Now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. We wish you joy, peace, and prosperity.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.